it's the single greatest thing on earth.
Are you listening to me?
Against all odds and defying all logic.
From the Nashville Sports Radio Media Complex, it's the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show. Brought to you by the Omni Nashville Hotel and by Garden Cold Hall, the coldest team in town. Call now at 844-5600. Download the WNSR app and take us with you.
It's just a stupid click of a button that takes 2 seconds.
It's patriotic. It's perfect.
Hold your nose because the bull's about to fly.
Ow. Now, here's Greg Vogue and News Channel 5's John Burton.
Good Friday morning to you. How are you doing? Yes, I'm in a mood today with John Burton, Greg Vogue, Crazy Charlie. We're presented by Omni Nashville Hotel. You know what it is? Charlie, we opened the window.
Yeah.
Here, Charlie does before, because it's just him doing the Bills show, before we get in here. The window's open, beautiful day. About 5 minutes, 10 minutes ago, was it a pigeon?
This first-hand account is going well, isn't it? It was either 5 or 10 minutes ago, and it was some sort of winged creature, John. That's flies, where we're at this point.
Flies in the window.
Get out of here.
And then I'll tell you what I saw after you get his witness account.
Well, he flew around,
okay.
Did little droppings in your chair that you're sitting in right
okay.
now,
all right.
and then flew back out.
Thought I smelled something. Okay.
But it was...
I'm going to tell you what really happened now. I was sitting here, and I see a pigeon start to fly in the window. I wasn't going to say a word. I was just going to let him come on in and make himself at home.
Sure.
He took one look, and I'm not kidding, JB. He must have been a New York City pigeon because he was a smart one. He knew exactly what he was doing. He took one look at who was sitting in that chair, and I'm not kidding you. Tokyo drifted right back out the window and split. Hit his wing on the top of the frame and was gone.
You got this is a shoot. You're not ribbing
this
me.
This is legit.
Wow.
Yeah, you know why? Hey, you know why he didn't come on in here? Because I'd have had him on the spit in 2 hours.
That's what I'm saying. He's a smart pigeon. He knew there was an oven in the next room over. And Greg Pogue willing to cook him.
They eat pigeons in France.
Yeah, you're right. He must have migrated from New York.
JB, listen. There's one thing I don't joke about and play pranks. That's pigeons, man.
That's
serious business. I don't want to get on the wrong side of the pigeon population.
No.
I've been there before.
That's no fun.
And I
man.
Apologized for my indiscretions. You kick one pigeon on the street in Manhattan. Next thing you know, you got 1,000 of them following you around pooping on you for the rest of the day.
Yeah, it's the birds.
And you got Mike Tyson looking for you, too.
Listen, ask Pete Weber and Terry Crisp from their famous getting pooped on in New York City by a pigeon story. They named it Broadway. It became a good luck charm for them for one season.
Well,
amazing. And that's where we start Friday morning's radio program.
That's wow. I thought for a second, I thought you guys were ribbing me.
No, I don't fool about pigeons, man.
Yeah.
I told Greg, though, if he had come on in, I was going to let him make himself at home, poop all over the studio, laugh about it, and go ahead and lock the door and leave.
Pigeons are pigeons in the United States. In Europe, they're called squabs because they eat them.
Oh, okay.
They eat pigeons.
Pigeon is a delicacy?
Yes.
If you will?
Yes. Pigeon is a bird like any other bird. Just because your New York birds are nasty.
Next thing you're going to tell me is that it tastes like chicken, right?
It is a dark meat, and the skin is fatty.
I ain't eating no pigeon.
Like that of a duck. Have you ever eaten any duck?
I've eaten duck. My mother made duck one time. It was
duck.
Really good.
I've actually, and I'll give a shout out to Aldi. You know, you think of it as a discount grocery
store,
right?
Yeah.
Man, they've got stuff in there that you can't get at Kroger, Publix, Smith's. They've got duck. They have lamb chops. They have veal chops. I'll just tell you right now, I'll put them over. So coming up today, we've got Ryan Callahan at 9:25.
10:25 confirmed. John Glennon.
That troublemaker.
From Broadway Sports
that
Media.
Troublemaker.
Yeah, we're going to talk about, you know, his little exchange with Mr. Grumpy Pants, Mike Vrabel. And, also
you talking about Richard.
I'll call him Mr. Grumpy Pants.
Okay.
And obviously what's going on with our Nashville Predators. Wow.
Yeah, let's get to that because we at 16 we slide in all morning long into our master's reports.
Hello, friends.
It wasn't a good day for a lot of people. They only had 12 players under par yesterday. The Greens reminded me of me, firm and fast. But anyway, so
Yeah, I got a no sell you.
Dear Lord, this is my setup?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
My set. What did you just say you are?
I'm tossing it to you. Raiders.
You're round and firm?
No, yeah.
What?
No.
Spin that into a segue. Come on, let's do it. You've been doing this long enough.
Well, it was just a quote from one of the golfers said that the greens were firm and fast.
Did I hear this? There were more scores in the 80s than there were in the 60s?
Yeah. 12 players, only 12 under par.
Like Jason Day shot like a 77. Like his back's bothering him,
I guess,
right?
Rory 76. Had a bad day. DeChambeau, yep. 76 indeed. But last night, Predators, 7, Red Wings 1. They closed the season out 6-2-0 against the Red Wings. Arvidsson on his 28th birthday.
Happy birthday, hat trick.
The third, his first penalty shot goal of his NHL career. He had numbers 6, 7, and 8. Also, Halla, Trennan. I want to get into that. The between the legger was the number 5 on the ESPN top 10.
Should have been higher.
Last night as well. And Cousins and Granlund. So, a big old scoring fest up in Detroit last night.
A ton of offense last night. And why not start with Victor Arvidsson? Comes back from an injury. We were pretty concerned about that injury when he went down. All the Renegades of Puck saw that and were very concerned about the way he went down, the way he stayed down on the ice. Misses one game, comes back on his birthday, and you know Hockey Jesus was smiling on him. By the way, that first goal went in. Gets absolutely robbed on the back post. Had an empty net. Bernier just stones him right there. But what happens? The puck goes off Bernier, off the defenseman's foot, and into the net. That's just how it started and went the rest of the night for Victor Arvidsson and the Nashville Predators. The penalty shot, you mentioned it right there, Greg Pogue, for the hat trick. What does he do? He recalls his subscription to Vern Fiddler's How to Win at Shootouts DVD series, Volume 1, the only volume that's never needed to existed. And what does it say? It says every single time you come in with speed, you go forehand, you go backhand, you go high. And that's exactly what Victor Arvidsson did right there. Added a little wrinkle into it, which leads me to believe the DVD series might actually have been updated. I got to see what Vern Fiddler's been up to these days. But 6-2 against the Wings, a last place team. Everybody would have loved to have gone 8-0 against them. But you see, even Tampa Bay is losing to the Detroit Red Wings at least once during a season. So the Wings finish in last place at the end of the regular season series. They only have 32 points, and the Preds bump all the way up to 45. A good night in the division last night. Guys, if you were scoreboard watching, Carolina beats Florida. Yeah, that's the top end of the division, so not much of a concern for the Preds, but the next two are. Tampa Bay beat Columbus 6-4, and Dallas beat Chicago 5-1. Where we wake up this morning is the Preds blowing out the Wings, going 6-2 in 8 games against them, closing out the regular season series, and opening up a 4-point lead over the playoff position in 4th in the Central over Chicago, and a 7-point lead now over Dallas and Columbus. Of course, Dallas is played 3 less games than virtually everybody else. The Preds have 3 games against the Blackhawks coming up on the 19th and beyond, and they also have a couple of very important games coming up very near future against the Tampa Bay Lightning. I'd love to talk about that matchup a little bit more later, but an outstanding night overall for the Nashville Predators, and UC Saros gets another win. And fellas, it was overall a pretty easy night for UC Saros. Once the offense got rolling, there was really no problem. And I just want to throw a couple of numbers at you before we go into the next topic, because I know there's a couple other things we want to discuss. Saros was 25 out of 26. I mentioned not that big a performance last night overall. Since the return from injury, 7-2, 293 saves on 304 shots against a .963 save percentage and a 1.22 goals against average. Fellas, I am telling you right now, the regular season numbers are starting to look so impressive for UC Saros that we started to have conversation now. I have no doubt that the Predators are about to face the future Vezina winner for this season in Tampa Bay in Vasilevsky. But when you look at what UC Saros is doing, he's getting his name into the conversation. He may even find himself getting some votes by the end of this season. Don't know if he'll play enough games because the injury he was out, but now a 2.19 goals against average and a 9.30 save percentage on the season. Another game last night where he gave up one goal or fewer. Highly impressive stuff that UC Saros is putting on display out there, fellas.
Trennan between the legs. How about that?
It's awesome. Something to notice about this, and I want you to go to a article that is going to be written a little bit later today. On the forecheck.com is actually taking Trennan's skating style. He has a unusual wide skate style. And last night, that came into play into perfection as he goes to pull the puck through. Obviously, plenty of room right there. But we talked about that a little bit this morning on Prednik Nation Radio and a Prednik Takeover here of Nashville Sports Radio. And there is something unique about the way Trennan skates and about the width of his skate stride. So some very interesting and very, very nuanced stuff in the trenches this morning. But absolutely exceptional goal. We talked about it, guys. John, Greg, Trennan has plenty of offensive upside. Olivier, offensive upside. Now Sissons seems to be locked in full time as the center right there. This is a line that can do everything out there, and they're setting the tone. They're bringing the jam, and they are playing the style that this coach wants to see out there, and they're setting the pace for the rest of the lines. It's awesome to see.
David Ferentz, they just keep bringing people in. His debut last night, 13 minutes, 46 seconds. The defenseman, plus one on the ice. One shot, one hit, one block, one new face.
Oh, absolutely. Two new faces. Lewington also making his Predators debut on the D-Corps last night. Fellas, we haven't seen it since the Barry Trotz days, but did you recognize last night? 11 forwards, 7 defensemen. With Ellie Tolvanen being a late scratch, the Preds decided to go with the extra D. So they actually only had 2 forwards on the third line last night. And you mentioned it, Ferentz making his NHL debut. Outstanding. He is the next big hot topic and prospect in this Predators system. And Lewington comes in, gets himself an assist first with the Predators. Also had 3 shots, 2 block shots, and was noticeable throughout the game. That defense core, fellas, they played one hell of a team game, team effort the entire night. Great effort by the Predators overall in 7-1 win.
Thank you, Charlie. Tomorrow night at 7, Tampa Bay. Sunday night at 7, Dallas. Tuesday at 7 again at Bridgestone Arena for all of these with Tampa Bay coming back. Well, they're probably not going to leave. They're just going to – you think they'll go watch the Dallas game Sunday night or hang out?
Their scouts certainly will, and so will their coaches.
Well, the Masters yesterday, not a lot of love out there unless you're Justin Rose, 6-under-65 with a 4-shot lead through the first round. All of our Masters reports this year – brought to you by Riverside Golf Links at 640 Old Hickory Boulevard, Old Hickory, Tennessee. Call and book a tee time today, 615-847-5074. Once again, providing all of our Masters reports, Riverside Golf Links.
From Augusta National Golf Club, Westwood One Sports presents this special report on the Masters. I'm Ted Emrick. The second round has arrived. Cloudy skies, no wind to speak of, unlike yesterday when the course brought the best in the world to their knees outside of Justin Rose. San Francisco native Will Zalatoris wouldn't have dared considered himself one of the world's best. But the 24-year-old is here for his first Masters, and he carded a 2-under-70 on Thursday.
17 months ago, I was 2,000 plus in the world. So I missed Korn Ferry Q School 2 years ago and basically was sitting down with my coaches not even 2 years ago talking about playing mini tour stuff. And, you know, that's something that, like I said, having that mindset of having a lot of gratitude for being here, it takes a little bit of the pressure off. But kind of the joke that I've been saying with my family was, if I'm stupid enough to think I could play here, then I'm stupid enough to think I can win it.
Zalatoris was one of 12 players under par in the first round. At the moment, he's 5 off the lead held by Rose. Zalatoris tees off today at 11:54 Eastern. You're listening to coverage of the 2021 Masters on Westwood One.
911, what's your emergency?
This car, an SUV, it was going across, it went around the barrier and the train. Oh, God.
Ma'am, did a train hit an SUV? Is that what happened?
Yes, the train is still going. The train is going, and the car, I can't believe it.
You can't judge the speed of an approaching train. That's why the signals are there. Stop. Trains can't. Paid for by NHTSA.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Augusta National was the Justin Rose Fun Factory on Thursday, a 7-under-65. He opens today with a bogey at 1 and a birdie at 2, so he remains at 7-under. We check the rest of the leaderboard, sponsored by NHTSA. Never try to beat a train across the tracks. Stop. trains can't. Rose at 7-under. The Aussie Mark Leishman birdies the first three holes today. He's at 3-under, 4 back. Brian Harman, Hideki Matsuyama yet to tee off today. They're at minus 3 as well. At 2-under, Austria's Bernd Wiesberger, because he birdies 4 of the first 5 holes. Also at 2-under, Jason Kokrak, Will Zalatoris, Webb Simpson, Patrick Reed, and Christian Bezuidenhout. From Augusta, I'm Ted Emmerich, Westwood One Sports.
With the weather getting warmer, I think about golf, even though my golf game isn't that great, and I want to throw an option out there that you may not have thought of in a while. Riverside Golf Links at 640 Old Hickory Boulevard. With new ownership, the golf course has improved dramatically. The greens look awesome. There are 27 holes, 9 of which are an executive course for beginners and juniors. So the other 18 holes have great bunkers. It's fun. It's relaxing. The pace of play will allow you to get 18 holes in 4 hours or less. So let me give you a couple of other particulars. A brand new grill, a stocked pro shop, and improved practice facilities. Great fun, great way to entertain yourself. Dial them up for a tee time, 847-5074, or go online, riversidegolflinks.com.
Welcome back to Love League. It's time for Jack to meet our final contestant, April Games. April is a fun-seeking Aries who loves fresh flowers, afternoon showers, and winning. April, describe your perfect night.
Well, Bob, I like to pick up some instant games, find my favorite lucky coin, and see where the night takes me.
Oh, okay. Well, Jack, who will it be?
Yeah, I'm going to take April Games, Bob.
It's hard not to pick a winner when you pick April Games, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly. Get ready to knock down some fun with new multiplier instant games from the Tennessee Lottery. 4 great games that can multiply your next win into big money. Play for $1, $2, $5, or $10 for your chance to win up to $1 million in cash. Pick up a multiplier game today, and with a little luck, your cash could do some serious math. Multiplier games from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Cleveland, you guys ready to get started?
The 2021 NFL Draft. College football's best realize a lifelong dream.
With the first pick.
Get exclusive access to the future stars of the NFL as they take the stage. Live from Cleveland.
Here's Lawrence. Najee Harris. Zach Wilson. And Pitts got it.
Touchdown, Jamar Chase.
I am so pumped up about this draft.
The 2021 NFL Draft starts April 29th on NFL Network, ABC, ESPN, and ESPN Deportes.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-431-9102. 800-431-9102. That's 800-431-9102.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for today. Sunshine, highs around 82. Tonight, increasing clouds, chance of showers and thunderstorms, lows near 60. Saturday, showers, possibly a thunderstorm, highs near 75. Saturday night, partly cloudy, lows near 50. Sunny on Sunday, highs 71. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio on WNSR, my name is Rocky.
Sports Radio
Crazy Charlie, John Burton, Greg Pogue. We're presented by Omni Nashville Hotel and Goggin Cold Hall. Before we get to Ryan Callahan next weekend, Vanderbilt baseball at Tennessee. Did want to mention last night, by the way, Kumar Rocker is apparently human, right?
Yeah, I mean, they're both human. Leiter actually gave up a hit last week, couple hits, and Rocker got rocked last night. Gave up some bombs. They lost 14-2 at home, and Corbs was none too pleased.
600 runs, three home runs by Rocker alone. 14-2 loss by Vanderbilt at home last night. Of course, 6:30 tonight and 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. We'll have both of those here on National Sports Radio. But Rocker is human. You know, but Vanderbilt left 15 runners on base. We'll get to that a little bit later on. Ryan Callahan, Go Vols 24/7. Good morning, Ryan.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Well, you tell me. I want to know, where did you go to college?
I went to UT.
UT, okay. Which class was it that you went to prepare yourself to cover Kittengate?
Man, I made the point to someone just a couple days ago. The phrase, I forget the exact wording now, but, you know, animal cruelty and something involving a 6-month kitten is exactly what you prepare for as a sports writer that you definitely are going to be writing someday. It's amazing the things you encounter, right? I mean, they're definitely not a class out there. You prepare for much of that. As you look to go into sports writing.
Yeah, but you know, you read the details of that story, and I mean that get this guy to get the hell out of here, right? I mean, you know, what are we doing here, you know?
Well, you got to do your due diligence, and that's what they are doing to make sure it's true, because right now it's an allegation, and you know, there obviously is evidence showing that somebody did something. But yes, if everything checks out and Aaron Beasley is guilty of doing the things they are saying he might have done, it's serious enough that, yeah, I think you definitely have a tough time keeping a guy like that around these days. So we'll see what ends up coming of that, but it's pretty ugly details if all that checks out with Aaron Beasley. And it's amazing the things Josh Heupel has already had to deal with at Tennessee in his first 2 or 3 months on the job, things you just couldn't possibly foresee having to be an issue and having to deal with at some point. It's just, I'm sure he's just thinking, what did I do to deserve all this?
Well, yeah, I was just going to ask, like, you know, did anybody see this coming with Aaron Beasley? I mean, the vetting process, I mean, I don't know, does this guy have a history of stuff like this? I mean, I guess I'm asking hypothetically, but what do we know about Aaron Beasley?
Yeah, no, not at all that I'm aware of. And in fact, I was just talking with someone this week who had covered him in high school and was familiar with him growing up and said, yeah, there was absolutely no indication that a guy like that was going to have any sort of issue off the field at all. Certainly not anything like this. So that's the tough part of being a college football coach. You're sort of projecting how these guys are going to are going to react once they get on a college campus and on their own for the first time. And apparently just there's nothing in his past that suggests he was capable of anything like this if it turns out to be true. So, just one of those things that, you can try all you want to project what type of person, a guy is going to be. And sometimes you're still surprised by things like this.
You know, I had somebody, I'm not going to take credit for this, but I think, you know, you're trying to make light of everything. That's what we do around here. But let him transfer to LSU and spend a weekend in the cage with Mike the Tiger. And if he comes out on the other side, he's got a scholarship. How about that?
There you go. It would challenge him.
Also, the news is that Brandon Davis, he had pretty much said it all along that he didn't shoot himself. Now we know that a former teammate, current Vol, is the one that shot him in that bar on the strip there on Cumberland. You know, if you, again, oh, hey, Josh, here's something else, by the way. We got a player got shot in the leg. He's no longer with the team, but apparently the guy that shot him is. Welcome to the job.
Yeah. Yeah, that's another weird one. Now, to be clear, for people who didn't see the story, that is the theory of the Knoxville police, that they believe one of his teammates shot him. They've really yet to come across any proof of what happened in that case. A really weird deal. How it happened allegedly inside a bar on Cumberland Avenue on campus there, and you know, not really a lot of facts they were able to uncover because there was no surveillance cam footage. Not many people claim to have heard exactly what happened, but they at least had some reason to believe that their sort of working theory was that a teammate did it. So yeah, another just another weird thing on your bingo board for things that have happened to Tennessee football, you can cross off teammate potentially shooting another teammate inside a bar as one of the things that is that this program's had to deal with in the past couple of years. Just insane the things that have come up.
Ryan Callahan is our guest, GoVols 24/7. Ryan, do you think in a private moment, Heupel may be asking himself, what the hell did I get myself into? I mean, it's the SEC, the money's good, but ...
Yeah, I mean, I he certainly might be surprised by just the level of crazy that has transpired at Tennessee in the past year. But you know, he's told people all along, you know, hey, there's a reason we're here, right? This is how you get a job like this. You usually don't get a job at a program that's obviously had to fire a coach unless something really went wrong. So. You can say that though, but I'm sure he still might be surprised by just the types of things he's had to deal with. And yeah, the most frustrating one might not even be the Aaron Beasley one or anything like that. You know, just in the first couple months on the job, having a few newcomers who just got here in January involved in an off-field incident that's caused them to miss all of spring practice so far. And you know, it looks like they're likely to be reinstated at some point here before too long. But the fact that that's been an issue and that Caden Salter, you know, the talented young quarterback that was one of the stars of Tennessee's 2021 recruiting class is one of them. You know, some guys that Tennessee really could use have been off the field because of another pretty stupid sounding incident. So you gotta just be amazed if you're anybody in that program, but especially Josh Heupel saying, I just got here. Give me a chance here.
Right.
Yeah, that bingo board you referenced is filling up. We just hit three things there. Ryan Callahan at Ryan Callahan 24/7, GoVols 24/7. I guess there's a spring practice, spring game a week from tomorrow.
Scrimmage yesterday, right?
Yeah, just the first scrimmage. Let's talk football. How's Heupel feeling so far?
Well, they do have two more weeks before the
spring that's right,
game.
Yeah.
Tomorrow will be the halfway point. They're having an open practice actually that we can discuss more if you want. But they did have their first scrimmage yesterday, and I think they're sort of getting a feel for what they have. But it's been sort of just a wait and see thing. They've really not jumped to many conclusions. They've not made a lot of position changes and things like that to address needs. They're sort of just seeing what they have, and I think the results so far, obviously they've got some concerns, you know, on paper, and I think the depth at a couple positions in particular is worrisome. You know, linebacker obviously has really taken some hits over the past few months, and that's maybe the biggest concern right now, but I think they've also realized they've got some talent to work with at some positions, and especially on offense, I think they've seen some players that they're pretty excited about. So it's you know, like any spring at a new program, I'm sure they're a little more discouraged by some of the things they inherited than they thought they would be, and at the same time they probably thought it was going to be a little bit worse just based on what they knew about the situation than what it actually is now that they've gotten out there and seen what they have on the field. So typical early spring results, but I think they've obviously got plenty to work on and some adjustments to make over the second half of spring and going into the summer.
Yeah, you mentioned the depth, and I'm reading here where Heupel said that, you know, basically 86% or 85% of it was full live, you know, tackling to the ground and all that kind of stuff. And that's how you really measure your depth, right? It's a different game once the pads come on and people start hitting each other. So, you know, Heupel needed to get a look to see how his kids respond in that regard, right?
Yeah, I think so, and that's you know, when you're trying to play, and, you know, any formation right now, that linebacker group they've got, it got tested in a setting like that where you're playing with some physicality, trying to tackle all of those things. They're just really, really thin at linebacker right now, so you'd have to imagine that's one of the things that concerned them in that scrimmage yesterday, and we'll see. You know, again, what help they get there throughout the rest of the spring. It does look like You know, they're at least going to have guys like Jeremy Banks around, but they've been missing a couple guys because of injuries they've dealt with or off-season surgeries, things like that, that have kept them out. So that's limited the depth even more, that they'll at least get some additional help. But, you know, you're not expecting to get Henry Toto back. You're not expecting Kavaris Crouch back. We'll obviously see about Aaron Beasley, but he might not be back. So you've got some real issues to deal with there, and I think that's one of the things you've got to figure out is, do we need to go to the transfer portal for some help? Do we need to make a position change to address that spot? Just how bad is it? And obviously a scrimmage can certainly help with that. So that's one of the things we'll be interested in seeing is, do they make some adjustments throughout the spring to try to fortify the depth with what they have on the current roster?
No surprise this week, Keon Johnson enters the NBA draft. He's going to be, what, top 20 pick? I've seen, what we were looking at yesterday, a top 10 pick at NBADraft.net. Of course, Springer already there, and you lose Fulkerson and Pons. I know the transfer Powell is coming over from Auburn, and certainly Kennedy Chandler tops the whole list of everything. What's the feel of basketball right now? Because that was just such an uneven season of high expectations.
It was. It's a real feeling that, look, there was going to be a lot of change in that program regardless, but now you've had, you know, some assistant coach turnover. You've had, obviously, some of your, you know, your best core players on the way out. You know, still awaiting an official word on John Fulkerson. That seems to be the biggest wild card left with this roster. But, you know, I think we're still going to see another transfer, you know, potentially even a couple more transfers from this roster with some guys that weren't really factors this year and you know, might want to go elsewhere just to get a fresh start somewhere. So when you add it all together, this team is going to look just completely different next year, and you're going to have a largely different staff to help out Rick Barnes in sort of assembling it and seeing what they can come up with. But yeah, I think everything about this team has caused them to question things a little bit from relying on a couple of one-and-done freshmen, which is probably a unique situation anyway, but I'm sure it might make Rick Barnes even second-guess the decision to do that and to go down that road in recruiting in the future, to just the composition of the roster and wanting a little more diversity of skill sets from top to bottom. So, yeah, they've certainly got a lot to fix, and I think they're well aware they need to have a different-looking roster in the future that's got a little more variety among their players.
Question you might not be able to answer, Ryan, but I'll ask it anyway. What's the feeling with Rick Barnes? You know, he's kind of getting up there in age. Any indication that he'd want to, you know, think about stepping down these next couple years, or do you think he's in it for a while?
You know, there hasn't been any indication of that, but people might have said the same thing with Roy Williams, you know, just a couple years ago. Sometimes you just don't have a great feel for that.
I'm a Syracuse fan, Ryan. Not to cut you off, but like Boeheim looks like he's never going to retire. He's gonna die on the bench. So you never know, right?
That was one of the things Tennessee fans sort of questioned about the Rick Barnes hire at the time. Was, you know, how long is he really going to be able to give you? Is he coming in for 5 years and padding the retirement account and moving on? But it obviously hasn't been that, you know. So we'll see. I think he's a young enough, energetic enough guy that you could see him doing it several more years, and it wouldn't surprise me. He keeps himself in pretty good shape. You know, there are reasons to think he could stick around for a little while, and he certainly hasn't hinted anything to anybody. So if he does retire anytime soon, it'll kind of blindside some people. But I do think they don't have any reason to think it'll be anytime soon. So we'll have to just wait and see how that plays out over the next few years.
Well, let's talk baseball. Number 4 in the country, and they might as well just go ahead and send the SEC Coach of the Year to Tony Vitello right now to get the Vols to where they are right now. I know Florida this weekend, Vanderbilt over there next weekend, and Florida's number 11 in the country, and we know what Florida's program's about, so we'll get a good test. But what's the energy over there in the city about UT baseball? Because this is something that hadn't happened a lot, quite frankly.
It really hasn't, and even when Tennessee was kind of in its heyday for baseball and has had some of its past College World Series teams, you didn't see many teams that were ranked top 5 in the country during the regular season. So this is pretty big stuff for Tennessee to be off to this good of a start and challenging for maybe a number one spot in the poll if they can keep it up in the next few weeks. Obviously, a big chance against Vanderbilt next weekend once they get past Florida this weekend. But before they can even worry about that, they've got to just keep it there. But to be in that discussion, really impressive. And obviously, like you said, you got to give Tony Vitello a ton of credit. I think everyone involved certainly can see that he's got a strong case for being Tennessee's best coach on campus right now. When you include Rick Barnes in the discussion. He's done just an incredible job since getting to Tennessee just a few years ago. So a lot of excitement about that program. I think it's still unfortunate that this team can't pack the stands the way they would like to with COVID restrictions and limitations on attendance, because I think they feel like they would be getting some big crowds for this team and bringing out a lot of people who haven't been to the ballpark in a while. So still a lot of people watching, though, and following along, and that Vanderbilt series next week certainly going to be highly anticipated, regardless of the outcome this week, but especially if Tennessee gets another series win against Florida this weekend.
At Ryan Callahan 24/7, Go Vols 24/7. As always, Ryan, appreciate it. We'll talk to you next Friday morning. Thank you, man.
Thanks, Ryan.
Thanks, guys. Have a good weekend.
You know, one of the best things about golf is a gimme, right? Pick it up. That's good, right? A sure thing. A gimme. So if you want to start betting on golf, FanDuel Sportsbook has a gimme just for you. New users can get 20-1 odds on Dustin Johnson, Rory, Jordan Spieth, just to make the cut at the Masters. Now, here's the deal. Today's cut day. You can actually got the some studying to do if you look and see who's close to the cut line, who's way above it and everything, and go and get 20-1 odds on any golfer to make the cut. And like I said, Justin Rose -7 through yesterday. That's a lock. FanDuel's just going to mail you money, right? Well, no, it's not going to work that way. It'll go into account. But you get to my point. You got money. You're playing with house money. That's what they're doing. You get $100 on a $5 bet. There isn't much more of a gimme than that. When you do win, FanDuel gets your winnings to you in as little as 24 hours. World's best golfers are at Augusta this weekend. There are even more ways to win with America's number one sports book. Check it out. All of the things going on all weekend long. As a matter of fact, with the Masters and all the golf tournaments all season long at FanDuel Sportsbook, and you can create your own promo code to get those 20-1 odds using Greg P. Greg P. only at FanDuel Sportsbook.
Hang on a second. Let me write this down. What's that promo code again?
You must be running out of ink over there. You got to be
so it's Greg P. Okay.
And you have to be 21 or older, present in Tennessee. New users only. Must wager in designated offer market. $10 first deposit required. $100 max bonus. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Somewhere in there. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789. We do have a Masters report coming up, but it'll do it after this break.
My buddy James Warren from Sir Speedy of Music City is with us. I was looking for a way a while back to get targeted messages to people who might be interested in listening to our daily show, and so I asked James for a little help. You take it from there.
So what we were able to do is come up with 7,000 names of people in Nashville and their addresses by zip code that are interested in spectator sports, football, baseball, that sort of thing. It was a pretty reasonable price too, wasn't it, George?
Yes, it was. I got the BGA discount.
Yeah, so in other words, twice the normal. This is something that we do for all sorts of folks. We can sort it by zip code, by type of people, age, whatever, to make it get to the people that you want to get to. If you've got a new business, no better way to do it.
Sir Speedy of Music City, phone number 832-9511, or go to SirSpeedyMusicCity.com.
Kim Shacklock with Parks Realty is on the air saluting the brave men and women of our U.S. military. Their tireless efforts should never go unnoticed. This proud salute is brought to you by Kim Shacklock with Parks Realty. For all your residential and rental needs, call the pros today at 615-838-8850. That's 615-838-8850. Kim Shacklock with Parks Realty. They're on the air saluting our troops and veterans, the professionals who care.
Sports
Radio, WNSR. 615-844-5600. I got a Masters report coming up here in a few moments. But before that, Steve, you got a couple minutes to enlighten us. What's up?
What's up, Steve-O?
All I can say is I'm glad that they sell beer at the Hawk now. So that's what I get for wanting to go see a home game.
Did you go last night?
We have all the games to go to.
Yeah.
What happens?
It was just batting practice. That shows how tough SEC is in baseball. There's no reason that Georgia team should be at the record there.
He got abducted. That wasn't Kumar. He was some. It was an alien out there.
Good Lord. They were just. There wasn't anything. I mean, it's just batting practice. One in the ninth inning, they had four home runs in that inning. So. Oh, well, that's baseball.
You know, I read Corbin's quotes, Susan, that they were very aggressive. They would swing at the fastballs, yeah, instead of being passive and letting them blow by you. They came out aggressive at the plate is what I heard Corb say.
Hey, you got a power pitcher like that, man. You see something you like early in the count, you better take a hack because you're probably not going to see it.
They were hitting the fastball, but then can't leave 14 guys on base. So we got some more clutch hitting out of that. That's a big worry, but we'll be okay. So, got a pretty good guy pitching tonight.
Yeah, he's okay.
Have you guys talked to Justin Timberlake or anybody with that Nashville baseball club? I'm kind of curious if that's a serious
thing. No, I mean, he calls every once in a while, and I just don't get back with him.
Yeah, I was hanging out with him last weekend.
JT?
Yeah, me and JT are tight. We're cool.
I thought you and JT always hung out down in Leaper's Fork, Pogie.
Actually, they tag me when I come into Leaper's Fork. So,
I have a friend that he's, I don't know what level investor, and I don't know how much in the know he is. He claims they have a handshake deal with PSC Metals over there, whatever that company is, to do something there. So I think he's getting names, but I mean, it'd be an awesome spot.
They're going to have to, right on the river, right across. Yeah. Hey, thank you, Steve. Appreciate it. Masters reports from Westwood One twice an hour all day long with our live programming sponsored by Riverside Golf Link, 640 Old Hickory Boulevard, Old Hickory, Tennessee. Call and book a tee time today, 615-847-5074. Once again, bringing you our twice an hour Masters reports during live programming all day long today. It's Riverside Golf Links.
From the Augusta National Golf Club, Westwood One Sports presents this special report on the Masters. I'm Ted Emmerich. Jordan Spieth says he learned during his wayward last few years that winning just isn't as easy as he thought it was. Sure seemed easy back in 2015 when he won the Masters and the U.S. Open and was in contention in the other two majors. Well, Spieth hung in there Thursday. Despite a triple bogey, he fired a 1-under-71 that included a pitch-in eagle at 15.
I struck the ball really, really well, and I didn't putt particularly well, but all in all, I would have signed up for one under to start the round if I had 17 pars and a birdie, but I thought the bounce back after nine was kind of the story of the day there for me to go three under on the back nine, and obviously got very lucky on 15, so I'm glad the course is firm if you're six back after one round, so I'm not really going to be focused, I don't think, on Rosie. That's a heck of a round. And just assume that this golf course is going to be just as challenging going forward and pick your spots.
Rosie being Justin Rose, who fired a 7-under-65. Now, early in this second round, Rose is at -6. Spieth, five shots back. He tees off in about 7 minutes. You're listening to coverage of the 2021 Masters on Westwood One.
What's the difference between an amateur and a professional golfer? It's about 1.5 strokes per hole. Sounds small, but that's a massive leap in skill. Amateur versus pro. Good versus great. What about your business? It's hard to be great if you're still using QuickBooks and amateur business systems. Chances are you're spending more time chasing answers instead of driving growth. It's time to move up to the pros with NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite gives you visibility and control over your financials, HR, inventory, e-commerce, and more. Everything you need to grow all in one place instantaneously. Join ace companies like Bombas, Lovesac, Spikeball, and over 24,000 of the fastest-growing businesses using NetSuite to automate processes and close your books in a fraction of the time. Days, not weeks. With NetSuite, you're on the leaderboard. Let NetSuite show you how they'll benefit your business with a free product tour at netsuite.com/golf. Schedule your free product tour right now at netsuite.com/golf. netsuite.com/golf.
NFL Network, they've got you covered all offseason long, from the 2021 NFL Draft to shows like Good Morning Football and NFL Total Access. NFL Network is here for football. Second round underway at Augusta National. Justin Rose with two bogeys and a birdie in his first four holes, so Rose dropping to 6-under, three shots clear of Bernt Wiesberger, Mark Leishman, Brian Harman, and Hideki Matsuyama. Wiesberger with five birdies in the first eight holes, making the turn now. Again, 5-under for his round. Defending champ Dustin Johnson has a lot of ground to make up. 2 over, 9 off the lead. He tees off in about 3 hours. Largest first-round deficit overcome by a Masters champ, 7 strokes. From Augusta, I'm Ted Emmerich, Westwood One Sports.
With the weather getting warmer, I think about golf. Even though my golf game isn't that great, and I want to throw an option out there that you may not have thought of in a while. Riverside Golf Links at 640 Old Hickory Boulevard. With new ownership, the golf course has improved dramatically. The greens look awesome. There are 27 holes, 9 of which are an executive course for beginners and juniors. So the other 18 holes have great bunkers. It's fun. It's relaxing. The pace of play will allow you to get 18 holes in 4 hours or less. So let me give you a couple of other particulars. A brand new grill, a stocked pro shop, and improved practice facilities. Great fun, great way to entertain yourself. Dial them up for a tee time, 847-5074, or go online, riversidegolflinks.com.
Nashville, this is Crazy Charlie Sonia, and it's time to put 2020 in the rearview mirror as I tell you all about Bongo Java. Nashville's oldest and most celebrated coffee company now is also located in the Omni Nashville Hotel. Bongo Java's expert baristas take pride in their trade, serving up fresh, locally roasted coffee and fresh baked goods all day long. For me, there's no better way to start the day than with the Egg McBongo. It's perfect. A fried egg with cheddar jack cheese on an English muffin, that paired with a cup of coffee is the best way to start your day at Bongo Java in the Omni Nashville Hotel. You can kick back and listen to the spin of vinyl records while enjoying a board game or two with all of your best friends. Open at 7 days a week and brewing up till 2, Bongo Java adds to the great Omni Nashville Hotel experience. That's Bongo Java, located in the Omni Nashville Hotel, 5th Avenue, downtown.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-668-0042. 800-668-0042. 800-668-0042. That's 800-668-0042.
If you're a first-time buyer, finding your first real home can feel like this.
Hot property.
Not going to last long.
Multiple offers.
30-year fix.
We need earnest money.
But a realtor has the expertise to strip away all the noise and focus on what really matters to you.
You're going
to
love this place. Great neighborhood. School is walkable. It even has a huge yard so Henry can practice his penalty kicks.
Finding the right place starts with you and a realtor with the expertise to make sure your voice is the only voice that matters. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. That's who we are.
Whether you're a startup business or an established brand, Stripe Design and Print want to help you ensure you establish the best brand for your business. From new projects to updating existing files, Stripe Design and Print has the expertise to turn your project into a reality. With banners, apparel, business cards, and more, Stripe Design and Print has you covered. Log on for a free consultation at StripeDesignPrint.com. That's StripeDesignPrint.com.
State Forecast. Your exclusive National Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan Forecast. Today's sun mixed with clouds, a stray afternoon or evening shower or thunderstorm, the high 82. Then a good chance for showers and maybe a thunderstorm tonight and Saturday, low tonight 60, the high Saturday 74. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on National Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's meteorologist, Jim Rinaldi.
Sports Radio, WNSR.
If you want to give us a call. John Glennon from Broadway Sports. What next hour, right?
10:25.
Talk to John.
He will join us. We'll talk some Preds, talk some Titans.
Talk a lot of different things. He's a troublemaker is what he is. We'll talk about Vrabel interview this past Monday, the infamous Vrabel interview. Georgia
that, according to some people, we weren't paying enough attention to.
Oh, I know, because we didn't get the cryptic message. It's like playing, you know, there's only one person who can really decipher what Vrabel says, and I likened it on Twitter to playing the Beatles backward. That way you can really know, you know, how it is, man. 615-844-5600 if you want to give us a call. Talk about whatever you want to talk about, a few other things. The Mets last night, if you hadn't seen this, Michael Conforto was at the plate, got hit by a strike over the strike zone, stuck his elbow out, bases loaded.
Well, let's be a walk-off. It appeared that he stuck his elbow out.
He stuck his elbow out, and it was going to, already the umpire had called a strike and then says, oh, it hit him.
Right.
And, obviously, and it walked off. The game was over.
Yeah, with bases that, loaded, bottom of the ninth. They awarded him first base, and then the winning run scored, and the Mets won their home opener.
And the Mets crew, who's that?
Ron Darling, Keith Hernandez.
Yeah, that crew.
Yeah.
They didn't want any of it. They thought it was bogus.
It was a Mets broadcast for SNY, and they no home cooking. They said that was the wrong call. They said Conforto should have been out.
Yep.
They said the ump blew the call.
And the umpire, after the game, said it should have been a strikeout. That he, you know, because you cannot intentionally be hit.
Right. And so they could only review whether or not he got hit. They cannot review. The intent is not reviewable. But it appeared to be pretty clear that Conforto stuck his elbow out to get hit.
Well,
and it makes sense because he's been struggling to start the season. So it was funny. I was listening to WFAN, and the majority of their hosts are Mets fans because you remember when that station first started, that was the home of the Mets. And it's so funny listening to my buddy Greg Giannotti and Boomer Esiason this morning on their morning show saying, oh, well, you know what happens, you know, we'll take the win. Trust me, as much as Mets fans hate the Yankees in New York, if that had happened to benefit the Yankees, they'd be screaming bloody murder right now. And one of my best friends is a diehard Mets fan. He's from Queens, grew up a few blocks away from Shea Stadium. And I texted him that. I said, you know, if that had happened to benefit the Yankees, you'd be all over it right now. I said, you guys are cheaters. And he said, he did an old Jesse Ventura wrestling call. He said, the referee's decision is final. Obviously, umpires here. But I just thought that was kind of funny.
But it all, in over a year, things, you know, calls, they even out. But
the Mets are going to get screwed over in a walk-off
that way.
Right,
though.
The Mets are going to get screwed over in a call that will probably cost them a game. You know,
yeah. In
law of averages.
I don't like it, though, because, you know, if it's intentional or not, if you have a body part in the strike zone, you should be liable for that, right? Lack of a better term, your body part is in the strike zone, right? And if it gets hit, tough, right? I mean, the strike zone is the strike zone. Whether you got your, if that's
and
the case,
just
go stand on the plate.
To me, it's a called third strike. To me, it's the equivalent of a foul tip into the catcher's glove. That's a strike.
But it was,
you know, and with two strikes, that's a strikeout. You're going.
Yeah, but I know, you know, he just leaned in there instinctively. Let's put it that way, because that's what you're taught.
Hey,
you know, with his padding on his, he's a left-handed batter, got that big Barry Bonds thing on his arm.
That armor,
Yeah, and I thought it was funny, because those, like I said, those things even out over the course of a year, but it being such the magnitude of it being a walk-off, they'd already actually hit a home run to tie it in the inning.
Right.
So.
Jeff McNeil hit a home run to tie it, and he flipped the bat. So he did.
What a bat. That he did that, not flip the bat. That thing went like a
yeah, it was like a helicopter.
Yeah.
So a lot of people think that, you know, off day today, because yesterday was a home opener, when these two teams play again tomorrow, a lot of people think that Mattingly may tell his team, you know, we need to send these guys a little bit of a message.
But Mattingly was pretty good. I saw some of the posts with him. Of course, you got to love Mattingly. He's a Yankee, okay,
yeah,
managing you know, the Marlins. But I'm always a big Mattingly fan.
Right.
He was sort of –
He's like the one guy – people who hate Red Sox fans liked Mattingly.
Yeah. He was like – you know, he was – you know, well, it's pretty obvious. You know, he wasn't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He wasn't. You know, you saw it. Whatever it was, what it is. Let's go on. You know, you can't change it now. I thought Mattingly
kind of like Kim Mulkey last week in the Baylor game. What did you see?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
But so it was sort of funny. Also, do you see where Trevor Bauer? Of course, he's with the Indians, the Reds, and then now with the Dodgers. They collected all this baseballs that they could find from Wednesday for visible markings and stickiness.
Yeah,
cheater, pumpkin eater.
They say his stuff's a little too nasty. We got to check out. Is he doing something to doctor the baseball?
Well, it had, yeah, and there's an edict out of Major League Baseball this season with a point of emphasis about doing just that. John Glenn is going to join us at 10:25. You can call us next hour if you like, 615-844-5600.
WPDQ.
Greensboro. On air and online, sports radio, WNSR.
ABC News, I'm Jim Ryan. The United Kingdom and royals watchers around the world are mourning after the death of Prince Philip. Prime Minister Boris Johnson says the thoughts of the nation are with Queen Elizabeth and her family.
They have lost not just a much-loved and highly respected public figure, but a devoted husband and a proud and loving father, grandfather, and in recent years, great-grandfather.
Philip served in the Second World War before marrying Elizabeth in 1947. He died 2 months shy of his 100th birthday. The CDC now says a quarter of adults around the country have been fully vaccinated against coronavirus. In Minneapolis, the murder trial of former police officer Derek Chauvin continues, expected on the stand the medical examiner who conducted the autopsy on George Floyd. New trouble for some Boeing 737 MAX jetliners. An electrical issue has been found that has forced dozens of the planes to be grounded. It affects jets being run by 16 different airlines around the world. This is ABC News.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask,
Could I have EPI? Sponsored by AbbVie.
Lynch Tree Service has been helping Middle Tennesseans for more than 25 years. Whether you need tree pruning and maintenance, stump grinding, or even land clearing, Lynch Tree Service is here to help. Their number one priority is to provide customers with the best tree services possible at an extremely competitive price. For more info, give them a call at 615-444-4676 or look them up on the web at lynchtreeservice.com.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Learn more about what we do at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
Behold!
It's the single greatest thing on earth.
Are you listening to me?
against all odds and defying all logic.
From the Nashville Sports Radio Media Complex, welcome back to the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show. Brought to you by the Omni Nashville Hotel and by Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town. Call now at 844-5600. Download the WNSR app and take us with you.
It's just a stupid click of a button that takes 2 seconds.
It's patriotic. It's perfect.
Hold your nose because the bull's about to fly.
Ow. Now, here's Greg Vogue and News Channel 5's John Burton.
It is hour number two. John Glenn in Broadway Sports can hit a variety of topics. Titans, Predators, UVA. 615-844-5600. If you want to give us a call, more than welcome to talk to us. Let's go to the phones. It is Jeff in the Borough. Hey, Jeff.
What's going on, Greg? I hope you have a good last weekend of OEC football. Are you going to miss it?
I will miss. Yeah,
yeah, you'll miss the paycheck.
Yeah. this isn't a hobby. So, no. Yeah, it's been unique. I'll be calling the game once again from the athletic department conference room on Hankel Hall there on campus, which is quite frankly, a really nice setup. It's first class, but there's nothing like being there and calling basketball off remote. You know, is one thing. Calling football is totally different because you don't get to see. The camera can't show everything in football. Right. So, when a punt, you lose the punt. Sometimes when a pass is thrown, if it's got any arc on it, you lose the trajectory of the pass because it goes up above the screen line. So it's been, I don't want to do it again. Let me put it that way.
Do you think by the fall you'll be able to travel?
I think so. That's the plan. Yes.
I didn't know if that means I know Dick Barber did this. I'm sure Jim did some. I don't know, but I know Dick did some of the women's basketball from remote too, like you guys.
I mean, everybody. It's nothing. This is, you know, that's the norm. You know, all of, for example, the Predators. Their TV and radio. They do all the road games at Bridgestone Arena. So
But what got the Predators last night, Charlie? 7 goals, huh? We got into him.
Well, Arvidsson with a hat trick on his birthday, and they got flowing, and I guess we didn't. I don't know if we mentioned it too, but there was also Jonathan Bernier. He'd been out since March 18th with a lower body injury. He was back, and yeah, just one of those perfect storms. Everything came together.
Yeah, no, I seen the score last night. Seen the band of the score. I guess they're human, ain't they, Burton? I guess old Rocker and Lighter's human. Lighter give up a hit, and Rocker gives up 7 hits and 3 home runs. So I guess they're human.
They are human. Yes, they are. That's a good thing.
Human beings. I reckon they.
They're pretty amazing human beings, but they're human beings.
They'll probably win the next 2 games of the series, but for one night, Georgia got them one night, and Greg, that's the idea in baseball. When you see a good pitch, you hit it. We don't sit there and let it go by.
Yeah, they were aggressive. They were, you know, I would dare over a span of time, I would put my money on Kamar Rocker, but he was human last night. You're to your point. I don't know. The last undefeated pitcher in Major League Baseball was?
No one.
Thank you.
And the last undefeated baseball team was? No one. So they're gonna lose at some point.
No, yeah, you win two out of every three. You're going a long way.
But how about Corbs last night afterwards dropping a couple S bombs?
Yeah,
he was right.
I mean, Georgia.
You don't expect that from Corbs. Hang on a second, Jeff. Jeff, hold on a second. You don't take a breath. You don't expect that from Corbs. So I think he got his team's attention, and I expect a much better effort tonight. Do you not?
Yeah, they will. I agree. I mean, Georgia State beat them, and UL Monroe beat Alabama, just like UL Monroe beat them in football years ago. So UL Monroe beat Alabama this week in baseball. So it happens. Of course, midweek games don't count, so I know the weekend's only long as they important. But y'all hang in there and have a good weekend. See y'all.
All right. 615-844-5600 if you want to give us a call. Last night, Kumar Rocker, 7-0 going in, 6 earned runs, 3 home runs. They hit 7 home runs total, did Georgia last night. Vandy left 15 runners on base, so the 9-game winning streak is off. And But tonight at 6:30, Matt Leiter, as Jeff mentioned, and Saturday at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. So,
yeah, like I said, I think Corbs has his team's attention. I expect a much better effort tonight, and we'll get through this series, and then obviously next weekend is what we're all looking forward to, taking on a really, really good Tennessee team. So
well, they need to take care of Georgia. Georgia's a good, you know, tradition-rich program, national champion in it back its background. They're 7-4 in conference play, so they're only right now, if you know, just two games back of Vanderbilt in the standings with two to play this weekend. So, yeah. Also, while we're running down things, Braves, of course, we always have Vanderbilt first when they're playing. But tonight, the Braves, 6:20, and tomorrow night, 6:20, Sunday at 6:08. And the Grizzlies are at the Knicks tonight. And then Sunday night against the Pacers, we'll have that game. You know, you're looking at the Grizzlies. You start looking at the Grizzlies and those standings. They're going to do that thing, what, seven, eight, nine, and ten will be a play-in for that eighth spot, correct?
Right. That is correct.
And so you start looking at that. Right now, the Blazers are at 8.5 in the sixth spot, so they're in. Right now, Dallas, the Mavericks are 9.5 out. Memphis is 11.5 out in eighth place. You got San Antonio at 13.5 and Golden State in 14.5. So right now, the Grizzlies are pretty secure. They got a two-game lead on ninth, and they got a three-game lead on 10th. So, and they're only a couple games back on the other side going the other way. So they're supposed to get Jaren Jackson back here in the next week or two. So they're in a good spot to make the playoffs. They really are.
Yeah.
Especially in that 7-10. Of course, it used to be 1-8 only, but now 9 and 10 get a chance for that, you know, to play last. You like that? You like that play in at the end?
I do. I like it.
Yeah.
Because it gives teams that are, you know, on the edge reason to keep playing hard.
It's like the wild card in baseball.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. So, yeah, I dig it. I dig it. Because I know the NBA is trying to do everything they can to keep as many teams from tanking as possible, because it's just not good basketball. The thing about it is, Greg, man, the NBA regular season has become so irrelevant because we know who the good teams are by, like, you know, January 15th. We know who's going to be in the playoffs. We know who the true championship competitors are, right? Like, right now, we break it down. You know, the Nets, if healthy, if all three of those guys are playing and healthy and playing well, they're going to be tough. You know, the Lakers, they got to get LeBron and AD back. They're going to be right there. Utah's good, et cetera, et cetera.
Sixers are good with Embiid fully healthy.
Yeah, I don't trust them, though. I don't trust them.
I'll tell you what.
No, you're right. They're a good team.
Doc Rivers perfect.
He's added some grit to that team and accountability to that team. So I give him credit for that, but I still don't trust him. But the point is, you kind of know who the good teams are pretty much right away in the NBA regular season, and it's such a long regular season. I look at a team like the Cleveland Cavaliers that are, you know, that are struggling, trying to find their way. My New York Knicks right around, you know, 500. You know, these are teams that are maybe, hopefully in the future, you know, getting to where they can make the playoffs consistently and be a playoff contender. But, you know, neither one of those teams are going to be a threat right now. But I am happy as a Knicks fan to see what Tibbs has done for that team. You know, they play hard, tough every night. They play defense. So I think their future is bright, and hopefully, you know, the better free agents that become available are going to hopefully get past the whole James Dolan factor and want to go play for the Knicks.
Yeah, I mean, there's something about playing in that building, obviously, with just the history of everything there, going back, obviously, when I was a kid, you know, it was those Knicks teams were, you know, I just ran through the starting lineup yesterday. I mean, Phil Jackson was part, he wasn't a starter, but he was part of that run, too.
Oh, yeah, he was a valuable role player off the bench.
But you're right, Knicks, the Nets, half game up on the Sixers, the Bucks at 3.5, and then it really drops off.
I don't trust the Bucks either.
Okay, but then it drops off to the Hornets, the Hawks, and the Heat at 9 games back. But Nets, Sixers, Bucks, so you only trust the Nets in that group there?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. The Jazz on the other side.
I hate to say it because I don't particularly care for the Nets, but, you know, as a Knicks fan, but yeah.
Yeah, the Knicks are right there in the eighth spot.
I will say this, the Heat are always dangerous.
Oh, go ahead.
Because Spoelstra is just such an outstanding coach.
Did you see
coach.
Their uniforms last night against on that floor? It's like,
no.
it's like psychedelia. They've got a blue fuchsia mix. One side's one color, one side's the other, and it matches their floor patterns. Look them up. The Heat last night. Okay. Those uniforms, I only saw them on you know, SportsCenter and, or somewhere, and just thought, wow. It looked like an Optimus delusion. So anyway, just seeing if you're listening over there. I guess you're not. Jazz and the.
Hang on a second. Let me.
Hello.
Let me turn that down. Sorry about that.
But on the other side, Jazz are 2.5 up on the Suns.
I was listening, by the way.
Clippers 4.5. Nuggets 5.5.
I've learned to tune you out.
Well,
I'm just kidding.
Are we married? So
kind of in a way.
Yeah, a couple hours a day anyway. Yeah. I mean, that's sort of like my wife cook 2 hours a day and not the rest, which is why we've been married so long. That's all right, 615-844-5600. What are you looking for? Are you looking for the Heat uniforms from last night? Yeah, they were. It looked like watercolors. I was trying to figure out how I wanted to describe it. They look like watercolors. And against the backdrop of the floor, which had the same colors, it was pretty. It blew my mind, man. 615-844-5600 if you want to give us a call and talk about whatever. One other note, you know, of course, we're heading into our Masters update here in just a few moments, brought to you by Riverside Golf Links on Westwood One. The Hayes sisters, of course, Anastasia Hayes and her sister Aislinn there out of Riverdale. Of course, this will be Anastasia's third transfer. She started out at Tennessee, came back to MTSU, led the nation in scoring or top two all season long. And, Aislinn was already there. And then the middle sister, Alasia, she went to Notre Dame. They're all three going to be playing together. And this is what the
Keep
family
trying to
wanted.
Get it right, yeah.
Mississippi State.
Yep.
So, you know, sort of the tail wagging the dog there when you got the parents involved. But anyway, all of our Masters reports today on the Plaz Show and the Johnny Ballpark Show and our show sponsored by Riverside Golf Links, 640 Old Hickory Boulevard, Old Hickory, Tennessee, right there under the Cumberland River Bridge, if you know that, where that is out there. Beautiful setting. Call and book a tee time, 615-847-5074, 615-847-5074. The Masters Report, brought to you by Riverside Golf Links.
From the Augusta National Golf Club, Westwood One Sports presents this special report on the Masters. I'm Ted Emmerich. On Thursday, the course played far different from the fall, and 2020 record-setting champion Dustin Johnson looked far different as well. DJ with a 2 over 74, which was 9 off the lead at the end of the first round. So, where is his game compared to November?
I mean, it's not quite as sharp as it was. Just more of the irons aren't quite as sharp as they were. I felt like I'm driving it good and putting it good, so... just need to dial the irons in a little bit.
Now, that 74 snapped a streak of 11 consecutive subpar rounds for Johnson at the Masters. It goes back to the opening round in 2018 when he shot a 1 over 73. Johnson plus 2. Again, now it's 7 shots off the pace with Justin Rose at minus 5. DJ tees off in about 2 hours. You're listening to coverage of the 2021 Masters on Westwood One.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
A wheels-off start to the second round for Justin Rose. Let's check the leaderboard, sponsored by Prevagen. Prevagen is the most recommended memory support brand by pharmacists. The Englishman bogeys 1, 4, and 6, one birdie at 2. Rose is now 5 under par, so what was a 4-shot lead to start the day is down to 1. Bernd Wiesberger from Austria is cooking. 6 birdies, 4 pars through 10 holes, now 4 under for the tournament and 1 back. Mark Leishman birdies the first 3 holes today. He's through 7 now, 3 under overall, and 2 shots back, along with Brian Harman, Hideki Matsuyama, those two yet to tee off. At 2 under, Will Zalatoris, Webb Simpson, Christian Bezuidenhout, and Patrick Reed, the 2018 Masters champion. Scottie Scheffler, 2 under through 4 holes. Scheffler is 1 under overall and 4 back. Justin Thomas, a birdie at 1. He is even par and 5 back. Phil Mickelson bogeys the first 2, plus 5, very much in danger of missing the cut. From Augusta, I'm Ted Emmerich, Westwood One Sports.
With the weather getting warmer, I think about golf. Even though my golf game isn't that great, and I want to throw an option out there that you may not have thought of in a while. Riverside Golf Links at 640 Old Hickory Boulevard. With new ownership, the golf course has improved dramatically. The greens look awesome. There are 27 holes, 9 of which are an executive course for beginners and juniors. So the other 18 holes have great bunkers. It's fun. It's relaxing. The pace of play will allow you to get 18 holes in 4 hours or less. So let me give you a couple of other particulars. A brand new grill, a stocked pro shop, and improved practice facilities. Great fun, great way to entertain yourself. Dial them up for a tee time, 847-5074, or go online, riversidegolflinks.com.
Hey guys, it's Zach from Millennial Sports Mornings here to talk to you about Hayes Nissan of Rivergate. They have been serving the Nashville area for more than 28 years with a long-standing tradition of providing outstanding customer service to anyone who steps on their lot. Whether you're looking to buy, lease, or service your vehicle, you can be sure that their team will dedicate themselves to your individual needs. They also offer much more than just legendary customer service. They will help you find the vehicle that fits your lifestyle, personality, and most importantly, your budget. If you like what you hear, then simply call to schedule an appointment at 615-865-7220. Again, that's 615-865-7220. Or you can just stop by at 1550-1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison. And check them out on the web at NissanOfRivergate.com. And look, you can trust me. Not only am I a spokesperson, but I'm a customer. That's Nissan of Rivergate, where your dollar always goes farther.
I'm Blair Durham from Bart Durham Injury Law. We are open 24/7. Our team is working remotely so that we can stay connected during these times. We can get to work for you without a face-to-face meeting. We will get through this together. Our firm has been here 50 years and plan on 50 more. During scary times like these, we have to stay connected. Check out our social media to see how we can help our community and friends. I'm Blair Durham. We will get through this together.
Your exclusive National Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast. Today, sun mixed with clouds, a stray afternoon or evening shower or thunderstorm, the high 82. Then a good chance for showers and maybe a thunderstorm tonight and Saturday, low tonight 60, the high Saturday 74. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on National Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's meteorologist Jim Rinaldi.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Crazy Charlie, John Burton, Greg Pogue. We are presented by Omni Nashville Hotel and Goggin Cold Hall Studios. And joined out by John Glennon. Glennon Sports covers the Titans and Preds and all the other things for Broadway Sports. Good morning, John. How you doing, man?
I am doing well. Thanks for having me, guys.
What's up, Johnny?
Doing well. And you?
Oh, never better, man. Living the dream.
There you go.
Now, you got a question to ask
yeah,
me?
Yeah, I got a question to ask you, Greg.
Okay.
I'm just curious about the promotion of Shane Bowen to defensive coordinator, just because you know, the defense was not very good last year. Yeah. This guy was basically the guy calling the plays, and now you promoted a guy who oversaw one of the worst defenses in the NFL last year.
Yeah, a lot of commentary in that question, but I'll answer it. Thank you. Shane Bowen will be the defensive coordinator. Tom Downing will be the offensive coordinator. Craig Aukerman will be the special teams coordinator. He'll be assisted on special teams by Matt Edwards. Also, if you don't know, this is a little, I'm sure you've got a follow-up, right? And my answer to that is, I don't know if you know what coordinators' jobs are to coordinate the coaching staff each week. I just didn't know if you knew those things.
Oh, well, thank you. Right, thank you for enlightening me.
Yeah, and I can run down the entire coaching roster
for you if you
want me to.
Well, yeah. And, John, a very enlightening press conference by a very educational and enlightening press conference by Emperor Vrabel the other day, no?
He made everything clear. It had been so long since we'd heard from him, and we knew that, you know, everything would be sorted out, everything put in its proper order, and he just delivered. And, you know, I tell you what's interesting, you know, from a writing standpoint, I had been kind of looking for, you know, like I said, we hadn't heard from Mike Vrabel in a couple months, and I was looking forward to the presser, of course, because, you know, you figure you're going to get two or three stories, you know, in the next few days out of a presser or a guy who hadn't talked in a while. I didn't write anything. I didn't come across anything that was good enough in that presser to really write much off of it. You know, the most talked about incident in that presser was just what you described, his kind of non-answers about, you know, Shane Bowen's promotion and if anything had changed besides the title and so forth. But, you know, in terms of giving us any new information or insight, didn't get too much from Braves the other day.
I was surprised by the indignation. That's what the word I used. Okay, well, you weren't. But he had to know.
Because that's just how he is. It's like, how dare you ask me? How dare you question what I do?
But John just said it. He hasn't been available to be asked about the offensive or defensive coordinator changes, much less.
Right.
And didn't even get the Downing.
Those are two big off-season stories, right?
I don't know why go there. You know, and later on, he did loosen up and give some stuff. And I think Jim Gentry and maybe Stillman ask a questions later. I know Joe Rexroad tried to follow up to yours, and that didn't do any good. But I just, you know, why even go there? Just answer it. Hey, if he's your defensive coordinator, say something. Why? Why do you like him? Why is he good? Sure. I mean, blah, blah, blah. But instead, you I've said it on the radio, you become Richard all of a sudden. Not all of a sudden, but you act like a Richard.
Right, and I think... you know, I think you kind of undercut, you know, your what you're saying about Shane Bowen too. You know, I mean, we're all familiar with the phrase "damning with faint praise." You know, and I think that's the way it, in some respects it looks to me like, you know, you've made that decision to give Shane Bowen the official title. Well, you know, tell the fans. It's not just the media, obviously, that are interested in this. It's the fans, you know, so give them a little bit of information. Say, hey, this is what I liked about Shane. You know, despite the fact the defense struggled, I saw him do this well. I saw him do that well. I saw him improve in this way. You know, give us a little enlightenment there. You know, I don't think it's too much to ask. And when you don't, you know, it makes you look secretive. It makes you look, you know, as if you've got nothing good to say about the man as well. And that just puts him further under the gun than he would have been already, in my opinion.
John Glennon is our guest, Broadway Sports Media. And, you know, listening to Buck from Down the Dial the other day, he said, well, we all missed it when Vrabel said that I may not be done adding to my coaching staff. And I guess he has a point there, but what does that have to do with Shane Bowen? Like I said, I'm not even a Titans fan. I cover the team, but my number one question this offseason, why was Shane Bowen promoted to defensive coordinator?
And he would give him a lot of play, but I tweeted at Buck, said, now every little phrasing, every little breath, every little pause, it's like, you know, he's going to decipher it for us, like, you know, listening to the listening to the Beatles backward.
Right. Nothing against Buck. We like him. We respect him. But, I mean, and I guess we did. And, you know, Jim Schwartz comes in, and I'm sure we'll ask you about that in a minute, but to me, that had nothing to do with Shane Bowen.
I would say yes and no. I think, you know, maybe in retrospect, maybe now I see a little bit more of maybe why Mike Vrabel wasn't, doing a lot of clearing things up in terms of the Shane Bowen situation. But at the same time, you know, from what we can understand, Jim Schwartz has been with the Titans now for a bit of time. It's not as if he started on the day that they made the announcement. And if he already had been working with them, why not share that little tidbit, as well? Because that opens up a whole new can of questions in terms of, who's running the ship defensively. Why do you leave those questions unanswered instead of just, these are not especially difficult questions. I don't feel like that, right, that he was so mysterious trying to answer. You know, just answer it and move on. Why create a stir by not answering it, instead of just delivering a bit of information?
Because he's in charge, John. Just let you know that.
Yeah, well, that's always, it's very much a look. Trust me, I'm going to get this done. Don't you worry about a thing. Don't even bother, asking these questions. I'm going to get it done. You silly warriors. Don't you fret. I've got everything under control. And we'll give Mike Vrabel his due.
Sure.
Certainly his years here have been good ones, for the most part, and he's much better than what we had seen before. But at the same time, the NFL is a league that is created for fans. Fans want to know about what's going on with their teams, and you can't just kind of shut the door on important issues like that and say, don't worry about it. We'll take care of it. We'll get back to you.
Yeah. What will Jim Schwartz be doing? What do you think? I don't guess we know. Like you said, he's already been there for a while, yet the announcement
Senior
didn't come out.
Senior defensive assistant. That can mean any number of things, right?
Yeah. Did he just hire the next defensive coordinator?
Yeah, that's the key question, because I think, as anybody who's been around the Titans for a while and goes back to the Jim Schwartz era, nobody sees him as the kind of guy that's going to sit back with his feet up on the desk and say, hey, drop by whenever you have a question. We'll shoot the breeze. I don't foresee that happening. He's the kind of guy that's a take charge guy. And even, if he's hired in a role that's more of a consultant, you still wonder what's going to happen the first time, Jim Schwartz says, hey, I think we ought to try this. This is my consulting role. Let's give this a shot. And Shane Bowen says, yeah, I don't like that. I don't think that's a great idea. Or vice versa. Shane Bowen says, we're going to try this. Jim Schwartz says, it's not such a good idea, in my opinion. Where does that go? Is Shane Bowen still the guy who says, okay, when push comes to shove, I'm the defensive coordinator and I get to do what I want? Or does Jim Schwartz say, look, I've got a little bit more experience in this gig than you have, and I think we ought to do what I want. I think, again, those roles are still a little bit unclear. I think, maybe the best thing about bringing in Jim Schwartz, when you look at what he's done in Philadelphia over the last 5 years, is two of the things that his defenses did best during that stretch were get after the quarterback, record quarterback sacks, and get off the field on third downs.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yes, those were pretty significant issues for the Titans last year. So if Jim Schwartz can aid particularly in those fields, I think that's a big step in the right direction for a Titans defense.
Well, and lost in all of that was really Todd Downing, right? If you're looking at the changes, it's probably less of a change on the defensive side, certainly than the offensive side with, taking over that role.
Well, yeah, certainly. I think, the reason why there's not been as much made of that is because Todd Downing has been in this system, previously. He's got experience, at least 1 year as an offensive coordinator in the past. Did not go particularly well in Oakland. The numbers certainly weren't great, but at least he's got a little bit more experience. And again, I think, you know, generally the thought process is, well, if Todd Downing can just keep it in line with what, you know, Arthur Smith did, with what Matt LaFleur did, you know, he's got the pieces there that should leave this offense in pretty good condition. But yeah, you know, it's certainly, there's no guarantee that just because you're in the same system, you're going to be as good an offensive coordinator. So there'll certainly be, some questions raised there, but I still think the focus, has to be on defense right now, simply because of what happened last year and because that, you know, for the most part last year, that was certainly this team's Achilles heel.
John Glennon is our guest, Broadway Sports Media. John, you ever have a better birthday than RV did last night?
Holy cow. That was a good one.
John, I'm sorry. His answer would be, yeah, I scored on my birthday, but no, go ahead.
But never three times.
Three times. And the third one, a penalty shot. Wow.
That's right. But it was really interesting to see because, you know, of all the guys, you know, we watched the Predators at times struggle this year and struggle offensively, especially. And Arvidsson has kind of been the poster boy for that. You know, is you look at his career shooting percentage, it's about 11 or 12%. Well, he went into last night at about 4% shooting percentage. He just could not buy a goal and, you know, bad bounces and posts and crossbars and great saves. I think if you go back to when he'd scored his previous three goals before last night, it had taken him 31 games to do that. So for him to break out on the birthday and, you know, for his coming right back from injury, that was his first game back from a short injury stint, you know, that's huge for the Predators. If they can start getting some more reliable help from him and some of the other big names, you know, who knows what's going to happen with this team that all of a sudden out of nowhere is playing very well.
Yeah, they're sitting firmly in that four spot now in the Central, and just the way they're playing right now, I don't see them giving that up, do you?
I don't. You know, I think only 2 or 3 weeks ago, I think, you know, this team was 10 points out of fourth place, you know, and we were all wondering, rightly, just how big a fire sale we were going to see. You know, we were wondering, is it only Ekholm? You know, is it Arvidsson? Is it Forsberg? You know, the huge rebuild that's going to be needed. And all of a sudden, they go 9-1 here, and it certainly doesn't look like they're going to be having a fire sale before Monday. At the same time, I don't think they're to the point now where they can bring a player in necessarily, because I don't think they're one or two players away from contending for the cup. But, you know, in terms of the trading deadline in general right now, you know, I don't think you can I don't think you can trade away a lot of the key players just because, you know, what is that saying to your fan base? What is that saying to your to the other players on the team? Hey, we're the hottest team in hockey, but the future doesn't look bright. So we're sending some of our top players elsewhere, and don't worry about the playoffs. Sorry to get you excited.
Soros, man, since he's come back from the injury, man, you can't ask for much more.
No, you really can't. And again, you know, we talked about it, Arvidsson being a guy who struggled for so long. Soros certainly did not start out the year very well, you know, and it was to the point where Pekarinen, as elderly a statesman as he is, had pretty much taken over as the starter. You know, great for Pekka, but not particularly good for the future of the Predators' goaltending situation. And then, you know, whatever it was, you know, the click switched. Or the switch clicked,
we knew what you meant.
And
UVA Soros education.
That click and that old click and switch.
Always comes in handy. But you know, you look at the last, I think, 10 games since he has come back from the injury, 12 goals in 10 games. And, you know, there's a website, Natural Stat Trick, and one of the stats they use is, for goalies, is goals saved above the average, which basically means that the average goaltender would have allowed this many goals, you know, compared to, you know, the goaltender that you're looking at. Well, UC Saros, going into last night's game, had, during that stretch, that recent stretch, saved about 15 more goals than the average goaltender, during that stretch. And the second-place goaltender there was below 7. That gives you an idea of just how well UC Saros is playing, how far above he is really any other goaltender out there. And much as we can say about guys who are chipping in offensively, Saros is the biggest reason that the Preds team is red hot right now.
Should Hines get Jack Adams consideration, you think?
Probably a little late, I would think, for him to get that. I think most of the guys who generally get consideration, have their team going, in the early portion of the season and start to really build up some momentum, whereas John Hines is coming on kind of late. And honestly, I think a lot of the forecasts, if you go back, probably had the Predators sort of on the bubble as a playoff team. And, I think they were a little bit, playing not up to par earlier in the season. I think they're above par now. But, I think he's done a good job, and I think he has certainly carved an identity for this team. Don't know if he's going to be among the elite at this point.
Fair enough.
John, just so you have them, I'm going to copy and paste the entire Titans coaching staff. That way you'll already have the answer.
Yeah, we'll add Predators, yeah. Vandy, yeah. UT, okay. Nashville SC.
You'll have those staffs available to you.
If you could add their responsibilities.
Okay, good.
Duly noted. We're on it. We'll take care of it.
John Glennon, Broadway Sports. Just follow him at Glennon Sports. John, as always. Thanks, man.
Okay, thanks, guys.
See you, Johnny.
He played along.
He did. Yeah, he's John's that guy, man.
It was, it was his first question to Vrabel that said that thing, and which is one of the most.
He had to know that question was coming.
Yeah, if you're not asking that question, you're not doing your job, right?
Yes. Yep.
All right, we'll take a break. Coming up after it soon enough, the Masters report from Westwood One right here on Nashville Sports Radio.
Are you looking to start your own home gym? Hey guys, it's Zach, and I've got the hookup for you. Premier Fitness Source has opened a new location here in the Nashville area, and they are there to help you build the gym of your dreams. They can help you with residential and commercial exercise equipment and with the entire process from design to sales, installation, and maintenance. They are located at 101 Creekside Crossing, Suite 700 in Brentwood. From ellipticals to weight benches, they have all the tools you need to achieve your health and fitness goals. Go check out their website at premierfitnesssource.com or go see them in Brentwood at 101 Creekside Crossing, Suite 700 next to Publix. And check out their Instagram at PFS_Tennessee. Be sure to tell them that we sent you to receive a free gift. Again, that address is 101 Creekside Crossing, Suite 700 in Brentwood. At Premier Fitness Source, they are committed to more than your satisfaction.
Hi. I'm Marcus Scribner. The way we treat others affects us all, and that includes the way we treat animals. Cruel treatment of animals overseas led to the pandemic crisis, killing 1 million people worldwide. Environmental destruction, pollution, and poaching have killed endangered wild species. Our world today is a poorer place for people to live and inhumane for both people and animals. To fight back, American Humane created a 10-point plan to help animals, people, and the world we share. From ending the dog and cat meat trade to universal humane standards for farms, zoos, entertainment, and animal transport. Together we can make a difference. Join the fight for our animal friends. Go to AmericanHumane.org today and sign our new deal for animals. For a kinder, safer, and healthier world. For all of us.
Daisy sheds like crazy.
Our hairballs have hairballs.
Our cat Mama, she has dandruff and an oily coat.
DinoVite.com.
I was thrilled when I heard DinoVite for cats was coming out.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them.
DinoVite is a life changer.
Lately, she's been a lot more playful, a lot more energetic, more active.
DinoVite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DinoVite.com.
Sports Radio WNSR.
you, Charlie. John Burton, Greg Pogas. That's how I feel right now, man. Nice little bluesy.
I wish a pigeon would fly through the window and take a crap
I'm
right
sorry,
on
this
man. Good Lord. Charlie, we just had John Glennon talking to Predge.
Good job right there. Great job by John Glennon to drop some advanced analytics right there. I wanted to share a couple of other numbers with you guys as well that I think is really eye-opening. And I want to thank Brian Baston from OnTheForeCheck.com. He, of course, joins me in the trenches with the Renegades of Puck on a daily basis, and he delivers one big stat. And this is something he brought to my attention this morning that I really loved. We talked about the youth movement. We talked about how this team is growing and expanding and moving and very quickly becoming successful with the amount of young players in the lineup. Well, fellas, last year's Milwaukee Admirals up here in Nashville this year have skated in 157 games already. They have brought in 17 goals and 40 total points. And you know what they're doing on the defensive side of things, bringing in one guy after another. So highly impressive what last year's Milwaukee Admirals, who did not get the opportunity because the Calder Cup playoffs were canceled. They didn't have the chance to make the run, or they possibly could have brought home a Calder. So the significance of those players coming up, of course, a lot of it led by Ellie Tolvanen and 10 goals and 19 points on the season. So just something I wanted to bring out to your attention, some advanced analytics. And John, you asked about the Jack Adams Trophy. And
yeah,
John Glennon, no, hang on, just we only got a couple seconds. John Glennon didn't really have a chance to take a swing at this and tell you exactly what the answer would be. It's Joel Quenneville of the Florida Panthers. There's no doubt about it. The Florida Panthers, 41 games, 26 wins, only 11 losses. Nobody had the Florida Panthers predicted to be competing not only for the division title, but for the overall number one seed in the NHL. If it's not Joel Quenneville, I don't know who it could possibly be. The Tampa Bay Lightning, the Carolina Hurricanes were anticipated and expected to be exactly where they are. The Florida Panthers, however, were not even expected or predicted to be a playoff team, and they may very well be the number one seed in the NHL coming up in just a couple of weeks.
Well, he has done a nice job turning it around. There's no doubt about it. But, man, the Panthers, even without losing their star defenseman, right? Still getting
Ekblad.
It done.
Yeah, still getting
Ekblad.
It done.
Yeah, Ekblad.
Preds will see him two more times on the schedule.
Good. Just two. Because they're actually really good. It's too bad no one down there cares. The Masters 2021 reports all day long this afternoon with Plaz and Johnny Ballpark right here on our show, sponsored by Riverside Golf Links at 640 Old Hickory Boulevard in Old Hickory. Call and book a tee time today, 615-847-5074. The Masters by Westwood One, presented by Riverside Golf Links.
From the Augusta National Golf Club, Westwood One Sports presents this special report on the Masters. I'm Ted Emmerich. Justin Rose is following his best round ever in nearly two decades of playing the Masters, with perhaps one of his worst, at least so far. Rose, 3 over through 7, his lead has almost vanished. 4 under par for the tournament, just a one-shot edge, and Brian Harman is among those at 3 under. He tees off next hour. Harman, the native of Savannah, Georgia, playing in his third Masters and using a different approach.
The previous two times I've played it, I've certainly looked forward to it, maybe, you know, prepared too much for it, and so I just kind of came in here and I know the course pretty well. I've played here bunches of times, and you know, if my iron game will pick up just a little bit, you know, I think I could do okay.
Harman right there, 3 under, 1 back. He was one of the last players to earn an invitation after moving into the top 50 in the world 2 weeks ago. You're listening to coverage of the 2021 Masters on Westwood One.
We need the forklift over here.
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Okay, those molds need to be adjusted. The shippers are coming at noon, so we got to get this done.
Like at Dennis's plastic startup, to stay flexible, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Come celebrate Lowe's first annual Spring Fest and give your lawn the look it deserves with 5 bags of premium mulch for $10 or 3 19.3-ounce Bonnie vegetables and herbs for $9. Spring Fest, a festival of fun and savings for your garden and total home, in-store or online. Lowe's, home to any budget, home to any possibility. Offers valid through 4/21 while supplies last, in-store only. Selection varies by location, U.S. only, excluding Alaska and Hawaii.
Let's check the second round leaderboard sponsored by Indeed. Resumes are good. Resumes with an Indeed skills test are better. Visit Indeed.com/credit. Justin Rose had a four-shot lead after the first round, tying the largest 18-hole lead at a major in the last 75 years. And that lead is almost gone. He is tumbling on the first nine. Four bogeys in the first seven holes, one birdie at two, Rose at four under, a shot better than Bernd Wiesberger, Mark Leishman, Brian Harman, and Hideki Matsuyama. Wiesberger was at six under for the day before a bogey at 12. Leishman started with three consecutive birdies, all par since then, making the turn at three under. Harman and Matsuyama yet to tee off. At two under, Jordan Spieth, a birdie at two. He is minus two, two shots back, and Spieth was six back to start the day. Dustin Johnson, two over. He tees off at 1:36 Eastern. Bryson DeChambeau, even through four, four over and eight back. From Augusta, I'm Ted Emmerich, Westwood One Sports.
With the weather getting warmer, I think about golf, even though my golf game isn't that great, and I want to throw an option out there that you may not have thought of in a while. Riverside Golf Links at 640 Old Hickory Boulevard. With new ownership, the golf course has improved dramatically. The greens look awesome. There are 27 holes, nine of which are an executive course for beginners and juniors. So the other 18 holes have great bunkers. It's fun. It's relaxing. The pace of play will allow you to get 18 holes in 4 hours or less. So let me give you a couple of other particulars. A brand new grill, a stocked pro shop, and improved practice facilities. Great fun, great way to entertain yourself. Dial them up for a tee time, 847-5074, or go online, riversidegolflinks.com.
Does learning a language feel like this?
No habla español?
Hablo.
It's hablo?
Yes.
It's hablo.
Bom dia, like good day, good morning, I think.
I can say, je m'appelle David, but that's probably it.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
This year is my year to get fluent in Spanish, and Babbel is definitely going to help me do that. The app is so easy to use, and it's so practical. It helps you learn things that you will actually need.
Since my husband is from Guatemala, I'll apply what I've learned in Babbel to our real-life situations.
I've tried other language learning apps and nothing really stuck. Babbel's been a complete game-changer for me.
Hoy es miércoles y el clima está muy bueno afuera.
Estoy con fome. Yo no tomé café de mañana.
Je suis des États-Unis et du vient tout.
Babbel, language for life, celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com, Babbel.com.
Hi, everybody. I'm Kristen Chenoweth. When our servicemen and women return from war, they often carry wounds that the rest of us cannot see. Up to one in five veterans who served in Iraq and Afghanistan are diagnosed with post-traumatic stress. And often, even the best treatment, including medication and therapy, they fall short. Sadly, more than 6,000 veterans die every year from suicide. Thanks to the life-saving power of the human-animal bond, professionally trained service dogs can help. But connecting a veteran with a well-trained service dog can be difficult. Waitlists are long and training can cost tens of thousands of dollars. But service dogs can bring healing. If you're a veteran or know a veteran struggling with post-traumatic stress or traumatic brain injury, please go to AmericanHumane.org to learn about their Pups for Patriots program, which provides dogs to veterans for free of charge. Let's help our veterans heal from the invisible wounds of war.